बिहारी। जय गोपी जन वल्लभा, जय गिरिवरधारी, जय गिरिवरधारी। जय यशोदनन्दना, जय ब्रजजनरञ्जना, जय यमुनातीरवनचारी, जय कुञ्जविहारी। जय राधा माधव, जय कुञ्ज विहारी। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयं उदीरयेत्। नष्टप्रायेषु अभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवतीर्उत्तमश्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्ठिकी। हरे कृष्ण। रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद्भागवतम कैंटो 1 चैप्टर 2 टेक्स्ट नंबर 17। शृण्वतां स्वकथ कृष्णा पुण्यश्रवणकीर्तना, हृद्यन्तस्थो हि अभद्राणि विधुनोति सुहृत्सताम्। शृण्वतां स्वकथा कृष्णा पुण्यश्रवणकीर्तनः, हृद्यन्तस्थो हि अभद्राणि विधुनोति सुहृत्सताम्। शृण्वतां स्वकथ कृष्णः पुण्यश्रवणकीर्तनः, हृद्यन्तस्थो हि अभद्राणि विधुनोति सुहृत्सताम्। शृण्वतां स्वकथा कृष्णः पुण्यश्रवणकीर्तनः, हृद्यन्तस्थो हि अभद्राणि विधुनोति सुहृत्सताम्। शृण्वतां स्वकथा कृष्ण हृद्यन्तस्थो हि अभद्राणि विधुनोति सुहृत्सताम्। माताजी
శ్రవణ కీర్తనా ఉద్యంతస్తో హ్య భద్రాణి మిథునోతి సుహృత్సతాం.
వాట్ టు వాట్ మీ శృణ్వతాం. Those who have developed the urge to hear the message of Swakatha, his own words, Krishnaha, the personality of Godhead, Punya, virtues, Shravana, hearing, Kirtanaha, chanting, Hrudyantaha staha, within one's heart, he certainly అభద్రాణి డిజైర్ టు ఎంజాయ్ మ్యాటర్ విధునోతి క్లీన్సెస్ సుహృత్ బెనిఫాక్టర్ సతాం ఆఫ్ ద ట్రూత్ఫుల్ ట్రాన్స్లేషన్ అండ్ పర్పోర్ట్ బై హిజ్ డివైన్ గ్రేస్ ఏసీ భక్తివేంత స్వామి శ్రీల ప్రభుపాద్. ట్రాన్స్లేషన్ శ్రీకృష్ణ ద పర్సనాలిటీ ఆఫ్ గాడ్ హెడ్ హూ ఇస్ ద పరమాత్మ ఇన్ ఎవ్రీ వన్స్ హార్ట్ అండ్ ద బెనిఫాక్టర్ ఆఫ్ ద ట్రూత్ఫుల్ డివోటీస్ devotee cleanses desire for material enjoyment from the heart of the devotee who has developed the urge to hear his messages which are in themselves virtuous when properly heard and chanted. Purport: messages of the personality of Godhead Sri Krishna are non different from him. Whenever therefore offenseless hearing and glorification of Lord are undertaken, it is to be understood that Lord Krishna is present there in the form of transcendental sound, which is as powerful as Lord personally. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in his Sikshashtaka declares clearly that the holy name of the Lord has all potencies of the Lord and that he has endowed his innumerable names with the same potency. There is no rigid fixture of time, and anyone can chant the holy name with the attention and reverence at his convenience. The Lord is so kind to us that he can be present before us personally in the form of transcendental sound. But unfortunately, we have no taste for hearing and glorifying the Lord's name and activities. We have already discussed the developing taste for hearing and chanting the holy sound. It is done through the medium of the service to the pure devotee of the Lord. The Lord is reciprocally respondent to his devotees. When he sees that a devotee is completely sincere in getting admittance to the transcendental service of the Lord and has thus become eager to hear about him, the Lord acts from within the devotee in such a way that the devotee may easily go back to him. The Lord is more anxious to take us back into his kingdom than we can desire. Most of us do not desire at all to go back to Godhead. Only a very few men want to go back to Godhead, but anyone who desires to go back to Godhead, Sri Krishna helps in all respects. One cannot enter into the kingdom of God unless one is perfectly cleared of all sins. The material sins are the products of our desires to lord our material nature. It is very difficult to get rid of such desires. Women and wealth are very difficult problems for the devotee making progress on the path back to Godhead. Many stalwarts in the devotional line fell victim to these allurements and thus retreated from the path of liberation. But when one is helped by the Lord himself, the whole process becomes as easy as anything by the divine grace of the Lord. To become restless in the contact of women and wealth is not an astonishment, because every living being is associated with such things from remote time, practically immemorial, and it takes time to recover from this foreign nature. But if one is engaged in hearing the glories of the Lord, gradually he realizes his real position. By the grace of the God, such a devotee gets sufficient strength to defend himself from the state of disturbances, and gradually all disturbing elements are eliminated from his mind.
Om ajnanatimiram dhasya gnananjana shalakaya chakshur militam ena tasmai shri gurave namaha శ్రీచైతన్యమనోభీష్టం స్థాపితం యేన భూతలే స్వయం రూపా కదా మహ్యం దదాతి స్వాపదాంతికం వందేహం శ్రీగురో శ్రీయుతాపదకమలం శ్రీగురూన్ వైష్ణవాంశ్చ శ్రీరూపం సాగ్రజాతాం సహగనా రఘునాథాన్వితం తం సజీవం సాద్వైతం సావధూతం పరిజనా సహితం కృష్ణచైతన్యదేవం శ్రీరాధాకృష్ణపాదాన్ సహగనా లలితా శ్రీవిశాఖాన్వితాంశ్చ హే కృష్ణ కరుణా సింధో దీనబంధో జగత్పతే గోపేశ గోపికాకాంత రాధాకాంత నమోస్తుతే తప్త కాంచనా గౌరాంగీ రాధే వృందావనేశ్వరి వృషభానుస్తుతే దేవి ప్రణమామి హరిప్రియే వాంఛాకల్పతరుభ్యశ్చ కృపాసింధుభ్య ఏవ చ పతితానాం పావనేభ్యో వైష్ణవేభ్యో నమో నమః. నమావోం విష్ణుపాదాయ కృష్ణప్రేష్ఠాయ భూతలే శ్రీమదే భక్తివేదాంత స్వామిన్ ఇతి నామినే. నమస్తే సారస్వతీ దేవే గౌరవాణి ప్రచారిణే నిర్విశేష శూన్యవాది పాశ్చాత్య దేశ తారిణే. జయ శ్రీకృష్ణ చైతన్య ప్రభు నిత్యానంద శ్రీ అద్వైత గదాధర శ్రీవాసాది గౌరభక్తవృంద. హరే కృష్ణ 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 హరే హరే, హరే రామ హరే రామ 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 హరే హరే. యం ప్రవ్రజంతమనుపేతమపేతకృత్యం ద్వైపాయనో విరహకాటర ఆజుహావ పుత్రేతి తన్మయతయా తరవోభినేదు తం సర్వభూతహృదయం మునినానతోస్మి. యశ్వానుభావమఖిల శ్రుతిసారమేకం అధ్యాత్మదీపమతితి తీర్షతాం తమోంధం. సంసారిణాం కరుణయాః పురాణగుహ్యం తం వ్యాససూనుముపయామి గురుం మునీనాం. హరే కృష్ణ. Today we are reading from 17th verse of the chapter titled Divinity and Divine Service. So before speaking, I'll take blessings of all the assembled devotees. So this is a set of verses which starts from 16th onwards, 16th to 22, which describe the stages of bhakti from Shraddha to Prema. Yesterday, His Grace Deen Gaurang Prabhu started this series. So, I will elaborate on the discussion of Satchananda Prabhu's and Deen Gaurang Prabhu's, like taking cue from their lectures. So, there are three sections in the purport. First is Shrunvatam Swakadha Krishna. Right? The Swakadha. Right, Krishna, where Prabhupada equates, not equates, actually it is, Krishna Kada and Lord Krishna are non-different. Lord Krishna and His holy name are non-different. And Punya Shravana Kirtanaha Hrudyantastohi Abhadrani. And Hrudyantaha, Hrudyantastaha is Lord Krishna enters the heart of the devotees who is hearing the Srimad Bhagavatam. So that is in the second paragraph where the Lord's reciprocation with the devotee is mentioned. And third and fourth paragraph mentions the abhadras and how Lord cleanses the abhadras of the devotees. So these are the three sections. I'll try to, as much as possible, cover them. At least first two sections. So, now we hear the story of professional Bhagavad Gita speaker. Right? The Bhagavad Gita speaker, he is giving his classes and then audience are hearing. Right? Hearing and he is absorbed in this giving class and suddenly found, almost at the end of the class, all the audience left the class. Only one person is hearing it. He become very happy and pleased with the person. At the end of the class, he asked, how come you are relishing the class so much, Bhagavad Gita so much, right? Can you speak something that inspired you? No, there's nothing inspiring me in this. The chatta in which you are sitting and giving class is mine. I'm waiting for to take it immediately. Class is over. So this Bhagavad Gita speaker, very much disappointed with this, this experience of him. Right? He prepared so much and he wanted to attract all the audience and become a big famous speaker. But this is the experience of him. So, because he's not speaking purely, and at the same time he spoke something about Krishna. He got some pious credits. So he has not gone back to Godhead. So he took birth again. That story doesn't stop here. He again takes birth in, present time in Mumbai. Right? And then with the previous all pious credits, the attraction to Bhagavad Gita is there. But again that abhadra of desire to speak Krishna glories for his personal motivation is there. That has not gone. So he prepared Bhagavad Gita, heard all the lectures, read, prepared from all points of view, and then became a TEDx speaker, teddy bear speaker, gave in Oxford, MIT, right? And so many credits to his name. And then he announced it in all the places, Twitter, Facebook, that he's going to give classes on Bhagavad Gita. So many people came. The video is there, sound system is there, right? He's ready to give classes. And so many people from all walks of the life came, right, hearing the advertisement, that they want to know something from Gita. So he's ready and gave the class, first chapter, the lessons, political lessons from Gita. Second chapter, management lessons. Third lesson, health tips. Fourth lesson, relationships. So he going on and on, right? The crowd is going on reducing. All the politicians left in the first day. All the relation speakers left after hearing the relationship based. All the management needed people, they left. Right? And still he is not dissatisfied. He is continuing till 18th chapter. And he is waiting to speak the verse, Sarva Dharman Paricharya. Right? He wants to see who is the person who is going to wait even after hearing this verse. And the last day of the class, everyone is expecting no one will come. But suddenly the one fortunate soul entered the class. Right? And everyone is happy. Right? Same thing happens in spiritual world. Right? The hell, all the path to hell is full traffic jam. Right? All the hell, the servants, samurai servants are always busy. But the path to Vaikuntha, is wide. Like, six lanes are there so that someone will come. Right? But no one is coming. So Lord kept so many people there to receive them. But all the Vaikuntha Vatis are just waiting for someone to enter. And someone enters, they become so happy and make a big celebration. Like that, all the volunteers who serving this Prabhuji is waiting. That one person finally came, he welcomed him and made him sit, full AC on, everything on, sound effects, reverb, everything ready. Finally, the speakers said, Sarva Dharman Paricharya, with a loud voice, resound. And then at the end, he said, surrender to me, and then broke the bench. Right? And then he was expecting this person to surrender to him. Right? As expected, right, for all his pious credits, this person just kneeled before him with crying. Right? Everyone is waiting to capture this moment. All the videos, cameras are ready. They're crying, and this sadhu also became grave. No, he's accepting me as a guru. Let me become grave. But what happened? He said, Prabhuji Maharaj, please tell about those two donkey story. Donkey story? No, that the first day he said, Sarvopanishadogavo Dugdha Gopala Nandana Paddho Vatsa Sudhir Bhokta Dugdham Gita Amrutam Mahat. In that class he said, Dugdha. So, Gadha ke baare mein aap bolna hai Gita mein. I'm waiting for that story. When is the story of two donkeys? Right? So, luckily this speaker, while he's preparing for Bhagavad classes, he also came across book Bhagavad Gita as it is, and he read. So it clicked to him that the two donkeys are he and this person. Right? There he spoke so much, this person heard so much, but it is Shramayeva hi Kevalam. Right? He said, two donkeys are you and me. Right? You did not understand, neither I understood. Right? So that's how it is said, three types of speakers are there. Three types of hearers. One is the person come to a counselor, or a professional counselor, and speaks all his problems. Generally, people are ready to give advice. It's easy to give advice. the mind and intelligence works very brilliantly when someone comes for asking advice. All the shlokas, everything comes to mind, all references come to mind. So the person who is speaking, he understands his problem and comes to the person who is asking advice. The person who is hearing the problem, he actually never cares to understand what is the problem. His mind is always thinking, what all references, what are solutions should I give, rather than hearing the problem. So person who is speaking, he understood. Person who is answering him, he never understood what he is speaking. Right? Another kind is the politician and the people who come for the meeting. Right? People who come to the meeting just come for some money or to drink something, eat something. And they don't care what he is speaking. But the politician knows what he is speaking. Because he knows what promises he gave previously and how to cover up that, what is the present mood of the people and what to make false promises. He is very clear about what he is speaking. So here, person who is hearing don't know what he is hearing, but person who is speaking knows what he is speaking. But the other category, that's a person who is speaking Vedanta and hearing Vedanta. Both of them don't know what they are speaking, what they are hearing. This is what two donkeys is. At Prabhupada, knows that how much importance is this. So that is why in his Bhagavad Gita as it is, the first statement of the book, the introduction, before Gita starts at all, he brings this point of what is the spirit of Gita. Spirit in it, Gita has to be read. Because Gita can be read by many people, many Hindus, many other people also read it. But what is the spirit which makes this ritual of studying Gita spiritual? That's the first thing which Prabhupada gives, because otherwise Prabhupada doesn't want those who read this book to be donkeys. He says, the spirit of Bhagavad Gita is mentioned in the Gita itself. And Prabhupada says, gives so many, he says, Lord Krishna himself spoke, and he gives analogy of how a medicine can be used based on the prescription, details given on the leaflet given. And at the end, Prabhupada, after a lot of building up the topic, he says, the mood or spirit in which Bhagavad Gita is, he says something which should not be done and something which should be done. One should not think that he is equal to Krishna, nor should he think that Krishna is an ordinary personality or even a very great personality. This is the mood in which one should not hear Gita. What is the mood in which someone should hear? Lord Sri Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So according to the statements of Bhagavad Gita, the statements of Arjuna, the person who is trying to understand the Bhagavad Gita, we should at least theoretically accept Sri Krishna is Supreme Personality of Godhead, and with that submissive spirit we can understand Bhagavad Gita. Unless one reads Bhagavad Gita in a submissive spirit, it's very difficult to understand Bhagavad Gita because it is great mystery. Right? Prabhupada also elaborates this point in various places in Gita. And Bhagavad Gita 2nd chapter 12th verse says, non-devotee's approach to the teachings of Gita is something like the bee licking on a bottle of honey. One cannot have the taste of honey unless one opens the bottle. Similarly, the mysticism of Bhagavad Gita can be understood only by the devotees. No one else can taste it. As it is stated in the 4th chapter of book, nor can the Gita be touched by persons who envy the very existence of the Lord. This is a can say contrast or peculiarity in this world, anomaly in this world, where acharyas, who are the residents of the spiritual world, they live all the time with Sachidananda Vigraha and spiritual world, which is Sachidananda. They come to the material world and they touch the matter and they can turn the matter into spirit by their touch. But the conditioned soul who are here, whatever spiritual things that acharyas are giving, with their touch, they can make it material, mundane. Right? This fight is going on between both. Right? One is called Midas touch, touching it into gold. Other is called Urukasura touch, making everything into ash. Right? So, we think that's why if you have proper understanding of what Acharya is giving, then what they are giving, we have to exactly follow. Right? That's called Mahajana Yena Gata Sapanta. So, in this relation, in the book Bhakti Tattva Viveka, I came across this while studying for NOD. Bhaktivinoda Thakur gives on the definition of Uttama Bhakti, Very nice understanding on this this concept. I read from that. How the Shuddha Bhakti given by the acharyas is, you know, is mixed with anardhas by the followers. He says, unfortunately, in the present day society, in the name of Shuddha Bhakti, various types of mixed devotion such as Karma Mishra, Grana Mishra, and Yoga Mishra, as well as various polluted and imaginary conceptions are spreading everywhere like a germs of plague. People in general consider these polluted and mixed conceptions to bhakti, respect them as such, and thus remain deprived of Shuddha Bhakti. These polluted and mixed concepts are our great enemies, greatest enemies. Some people say that there is no value in bhakti, God is imaginary sentiment only. That man has merely created an image of God in his imagination, and that bhakti is just a diseased state of conditionness which cannot benefit us in any way. That this is how atheists think. But Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, more dangerous than atheists is followers of bhakti, right? Mixed followers. He says, continues saying, these types of people, though opposed to bhakti, cannot do much harm to us because we can easily recognize them and avoid them. But those who propagate that Bhagavad Bhakti is the highest dharma, yet behave against the principles of Shuddha Bhakti, and also instruct others against the principles of Shuddha Bhakti, can be especially harmful to us. In the name of bhakti, they instruct us against the actual principles of bhakti, and ultimately lead us into a path which is totally opposed to Bhagavad Bhakti. Therefore, with great endeavor, our previous acharyas have defined swarupa or intrinsic nature of bhakti, and have repeatedly cautioned us to keep ourselves away from polluted and mixed concepts. That is in the start of the book, NOD, Bhaktirasamrita Sindhu, Rupa Goswami defines what is Uttama Bhakti. Right? And acharyas like Jiva Goswami, Vishwanath Chakra Thakur, they comment upon each letter, each word. Right? So that not even one little akshara can be misunderstood and a mixed bhakti can be propagated. That's why the disciples are called Chhatra. Chhatra comes from the word Chhetri. Chhetri, like, you know, umbrella which we hold to protect ourselves. So disciple is one who protects from Guru's teachings from the onslaught of all these false argumentators. Right? Guru gives teachings and disciple studies it from all angles, manana, and presents it so that no one can, you know, do any harm to Guru's teachings. That's what acharyas did. And unless we study Prabhupada books as it is, you know, without any motivation, then we cannot be proper, you know, disciples. Right? Otherwise, it becomes like a same professional speaker. Because when the anardhas come, right, to cover up anardhas, the unknowingly, the mixed bhakti is brought into the picture. Right? And then we corrupt the teachings of acharyas. Of course, sincerity is also there. Because of sincerity, slowly we come, but it delays the process, right? So, right, that is why in the beginning itself, all the books, the mood how to study the book is given. Like Bhagavad Gita, right, we said the spirit of Bhagavad Gita is mentioned. Right? In the Bhagavad Gita, second chapter, sixth verse, right, at the end of almost Arjuna's, you know, arguments, Prabhupada also mentions and Baldev Vidyabhushan also mentions, what is the qualification of Arjuna to hear the speech of Krishna or the Bhagavad Gita of Krishna? Because there are three people. Dhritarashtra also lamented, Duryodhana also lamented, Arjuna also lamented. But somebody's lamentation became yoga, other lamentations are not yoga. What are the qualities of Arjuna that made him? Right? Then he gives qualifications of Arjuna. He says, Shanta, Danta, Uparata, Stitiksha, Shraddha. These are the five qualities. Sense control, mind control, tolerance, and faith on the authorities. Right? These are the qualities that makes Arjuna qualified to know the teachings of Upanishad. So that's how in the starting of Gita, they're declaring what is the, you know, qualification of the speaker. This is one of the topic when a book is, like in the books we have, you know, introduction, preface, acknowledgements. And traditionally there is, you know, Mangalacharan, and other is Anush. This is called Sambandha Chatushtaya. Right? It contains what is the qualification of the person who is going to study this book, right? The hearer or reader, and Sambandha, Abhideya, and Prayojana. These are the four topics. So in Bhagavad Gita it is mentioned, right? In NOD also it is mentioned. The third chapter is qualifications of the you know, person who is want to do the bhakti. That's the third chapter of Panvadi. And if we see in the Bhagavatam, right, these first three chapters are in fact first canto or even second canto we can call, is actually telling us what are the qualification of the speaker and hearer of Bhagavatam. Right? Shruta Goswami is a speaker, Shukadeva Goswami is the speaker. What are their qualifications to become a speaker are mentioned. And Saunakadi Rishis are hearers and Parikshit Maharaj is also a hearer. What are their qualifications is also given. Right? So, and Prabhupada, coming to this this section, right, what once Prabhupada is asked by one professor, that Prabhupada has written so many books. Right? Can you summarize just in one statement what is the essence of all your teachings? Then Prabhupada said his disciples for look for two verses. Those two verses are first canto, second chapter, 9th and 10th verses. Prabhupada says these two verses are the essence of all his teachings. Right? Dharmasya pargasya nadhvardhaya kalpate nadhasya dharmaikantasya kamo labhaya smata. Kamasya nendriya priti labho jiveta yavata jivasya tatva jnanam nadhvayascheha karma bhi. Right? Says, purpose of dharma is for realizing absolute truth. Right? Purpose of kama is just to maintain ourselves so that we can continue the path of, you know, search for Supreme Personality of Godhead. Right? If you see, the same mood is there in other scriptures. The Isopanishad, right, there is a verse, Vidya chamcha vidya tadvedo bayam saha avidyaya murchin chedda vidyaya amrutam ashnute. Right, vidya and avidya, one is spiritual knowledge and material knowledge. Prabhupada says, one has to go side by side with both material knowledge and spiritual knowledge. Right? So then one can achieve, you know, process. Other than in Bhagavad Gita 7th chapter 2nd verse, Lord Krishna says, Jnanam teham savijnanam. Right? Itam vaksham aseshataha. It's called phenomenal knowledge and numinous knowledge. That is spiritual and material. Right? One more question, why material knowledge is needed? Right? Bhaktivinoda Thakur explains, very nicely. And also, that is actually the crux of Vaishnava Sampradaya, Vaishnava's understanding. Only matter, right? Thinking about only matter is karmis, materialish. Right? No matter, no spirit. Impersonalist or Mayavadis. Only spirit. Right? That is how some religions say. No, matter is bad, only spirit is good. Right? The Abrahamic religions, they say like that. Right? Ultimately, if someone says only spirit, no matter, what happens? Because they're actually saying Lord is without his energies. That's actually essence. Knowing, of course, they don't know so much. You know, they may speak anywhere. Right? Ultimately, what happens is, they're again falling to impersonalism only, making Lord bereft of his energies. That is why, except Vaishnava Sampradaya, all other religions or sampradayas, whatever you call, they all are impersonalist. Only Vaishnava Sampradaya is, not impersonalist. So within Vaishnava Sampradaya also, right, say, Brahmana, we call Brahmana is a word comes from someone known as Brahma. Brahma means Bruhat. Bruhat means very, very big. Right? Very, very big means it can accommodate everything. Right? Like a father, father, mother. Two brothers, they don't fight with each other. Right? Two different characters, they fight with each other. But father and mother, they don't see the two children as separate. They can reconcile with each other. They can deal with each of their sons, right? Even though they are different characters. Right? Same, so we see, there are various stages there, six stages. All six stages are separate, different stages. But all the six stages come from the earth. Right? We see, we plant various trees, mango, bitter gourd or lemon. They all take their sources earth only. The earth reconciles all the tastes. Father and mother reconciles the various characters of their children. Right? So, for us, if you give, sweet rice, now mango season, mango-flavored sweet rice, we get sometimes. But if we get Karela-flavored sweet rice, right, we can't reconcile that. But someone who is a source, they can reconcile that. Right? Highest source of everything is Brahman. Brahman contains everything. That's why all these people want to, you know, come to Brahman so that reconcile. That's why Brahmanas are called, you know, lot of intelligence, because they can, they search after Brahman so they reconcile everything. That's why Brahmanas read Upanishads. Other people cannot understand easily because Upanishads contain contradictory statements. Right? For any other who is Kshatriya, Vaishya, right, they want something clarity. Tell this or that. Right? Any confusion they can't handle. Right? Brahmana only can handle. But Brahmanas handling also goes till only Brahman. But Vaishnavas can handle something higher than that. There is Bhagavan. Right? That's the definition of Bhagavan in our Vaishnava Sampradaya, especially Gaudiya Vaishnava, is one who can reconcile all the contradictions. Right? Even Lord is, you know, Sakar or Nirakar. That is also a contradiction which impersonal cannot handle. But a Vaishnavas can handle even that. That's why Vaishnavas are called harmonious. They can reconcile everything. Right? So, yeah, that's why this matter and spirit goes together. Jnanam, Savijnanam. Vidya, Avidya. Right? How bhakti and at the same time living in the material world can be reconciled. So that is a crux of Vaishnavism. Right? Prabhupada says those two shlokas. Right? 1.2.10.11. Right? After that, what is the tattva? Right? Tattva jignasa is a goal. What is the tattva? That is given in 1.2.11. Right? 1.2.11 says Brahma, Paramatma, Bhagavan. But you know, any other sampradaya, even other Vaishnava sampradayas, for them Brahma, Paramatma, Bhagavan are all same terms. That is, even Bhagavatam itself says Advaya Jnana. It means all are same. But if it is Advaya, same, why you have to give three names? If there are three names, why tell one Advaya? That means there is some difference also. That is where, especially Gaudiya Vaishnavas does PhD on this. That Jiva Goswami elaborates and says, Brahma, Bhagavat, Bhagavatma are same, but still different. Right? And then what is a process by which you can understand this tattva? That is a present topic which comes from 1.2.16 to 22. They take from Shraddha to Prema. Right? So, and whatever, no, first three chapters, all the, whatever things needed are there in first three chapters, all the philosophy needed. But remaining chapters of Bhagavatam is just kind of, you know, how various personalities applied these teachings in the Bhagavatam. Right? Even Chatushloki is summary of Bhagavatam. But how this Bhagavatam is applied by various people, that is the rest of the Bhagavatam. Right? Like, you know, Shri Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami gives first 14 verses all essence. And the remaining is elaboration. Right? Hence, these chapters are very, very crucial. That's why Prabhupada quotes all the shlokas in his prayers on Jaladuta. Right? So, coming to this particular, you know, verse which we are speaking, the hearing, there are various, like, you know, various topics we can see from the purport and shloka. One main thing is shrunvatam, right? A hearing. Right? Hearing itself is a very big topic. Right? I'll just, you know, briefly touch what are the possible things. We all hear that how hearing is very important. You know, ear is very important organ. Right? Of all the senses, gnanendriyas, right? No, we cannot able to understand entire world just by smelling. Right? If you want to know the entire world, just smell is not sufficient. Right? Dog may understand little bit. Human beings, we cannot understand. Right? So, touching, with touching also not possible. Right? Tasting, not possible. Right? But by hearing, seeing it is possible, but we cannot depict everything by seeing. But by hearing, we can understand entire world. That is why it's called Shabda Brahma or Vedas. Vedas focus on Shabda and it is called a Padartha. Padartha means entire world is made up of various elements. Each element has a qualities. Each quality can be, you know, defined by the dhatu or the root representing the quality. The based on the quality of all the elements, right? Entire world is mix of all the elements. So based on the root dhatu, entire world can be defined. Right? Lord made the world with various elements. Right? This element can be made dhatus, the root word. From the root word you can define every word. So that's why the words, everything in the world can be defined. At least that's a material knowledge, material words. Right? If we go beyond material words, the spiritual world also can be defined by something called paravak. Right? Hence, with the hearing, we can understand everything compared to all other senses. So in the Sri Vaishnava Sampradaya, they have very some different concept of hearing. Not different, some special concept. They tell the word Shri, Shri Tattva Shri, that they give one of the root word for that is for the hearing, related to hearing. They say Shri has six functions, or Lakshmi Deva has six functions. Say Shriyate means who approaches jivas and convinces them to go to the Lord, take shelter of the Lord. Shrayate, that means who goes to Lord and convinces Lord to give shelter to the jivas. Right? Lord has something called a Nigraha Shakti. Means jivas are doing mistake. As a Nigraha, as a justice personified, he punishes them. That is called Nigraha Shakti. But Sri Lakshmi Devi converts the Nigraha Shakti to Anugraha Shakti to give mercy to the jivas. That is Shriyate and Shrayate. But how she makes this happen? She listens to the prayers of the jivas. Right? That is called Shrunoti. And she makes Lord listen to all these prayers of the jivas. That is Shravayati. Right? And Shrunati, that means she removes all for the jivas to pray. Right? They have to be freed of the anaddas. Right? For that, she removes all the anaddas of jivas and also prepares jivas for the liberation. Right? That is Shrunati and Shrinati. Right? This is how Shri Tattva is defined. Right? We also hear how various personalities are attracted by hearing Lord Kada. Right? What to speak of any other? Even Lord himself is attracted by his Kada. Right? We see in the starting of Srimad Ramayana, right? Lavakushas Srimad Valmiki wrote Ramayana 24,000 verses. Right? And then he was thinking, whom should I teach this 24,000 shlokas so that this will be propagated in the world? Then he saw Shuka, Lava and Shuka, come and offer obeisances to him. He saw all the good qualities in the two boys, that they are qualified to learn this Srimad Ramayana. He taught them Ramayana they remembered, they are able to speak, recite in nice voice, right? And with all the expressions. Right? And then all the sages heard, they gave blessings to Lava and Shuka. And then while this recitation is happening, the Bharat, brother of Lord Ram, he was also there. He heard Ramayana and then he became very much happy. And then when he went to Lord Ram for the Ashwamedha Yajna, he mentioned to Lord Ram that this your story, actually Valmiki Muni never says the story of Ram. He says this is a story of Sita Devi. Ramayana is a story of Sita Devi. Rama is Sita. Ramayana is a story of Sita Devi. Right? Sita Devi story is mentioned by Valmiki and is nicely spoken by these two boys. Then Lord Ram tells, let these two boys come to Ashwamedha Yajna and recite before me. So everything is prepared for the recitation. And then Lord Ram tells all the citizens, please hear this kada. And he sits on asan, simhasan, and starts hearing. As the boy starts reciting various melodies, Lord Ram in between gets up and glorifies the kada so that audience will become more attracted, attentive. And as hearing, slowly he is getting down the steps without anyone noticing. He enters into audience. As one of the audience is sitting and clapping, when the kada is happening. And in the happiness, he suddenly, slaps someone's shoulder. Then they realize and see, Lord Ram is personally there in the audience. That's how much Lord Ram, he thought, I can't really sitting in this asana, simhasana alone. I want to be with all my devotees when I'm hearing kada of Sita Devi. This is how Lord is attracted to Harikada. Because Harikada or Bhagavata is not only just kada of Lord, but is called kada of Bhagavat and Bhakti. But Lord is attracted to Bhagavata because it's a kada of devotees. Right? So similarly, we see how Lord Krishna, he was also in the all the queens of Lord Krishna asked Revati Mata that please speak about pastimes of Lord in Vrindavan. He is speaking. Subhadra Maya is kept as doorkeeper. So that Lord Krishna and no one should hear this kada. But she is so much absorbed and she enters into the form of Subhadra Maya in Puri. And the Lord Krishna and Balaram also come and they hear their own kada and they become Mahabhava stage. And that's a form of Lord Krishna we see in Jagannath, we see in Jagannath Puri, right? Not only that, gopis, when Rasalila, highest lila is happening, when they, you know, are in separation of Lord Krishna, they take shelter of Krishna Katha, right? They speak Krishna Katha to each other, and they do dance and pastimes of Lord Krishna. That is how they pacify each other, right? The tapakatha amrutam tapta jivanam kaviviriritam kalmashapaham shravana mangalam srimadatatam bhuvigrunantiye bhuridajana. Right? So not only that, even in Sri Ramayana, if you see, whenever the various devotees are, you know, affected by various problems, they always speak and hear Ram Kada. Right? When all the monkeys, they could not, vanaras, they could not find Sita Devi, they reached the ocean, right, end of the land, and they thought, if I go back, we'll be killed by Sugriva. And then they said, better we die. So they all, you know, wanted to die by fasting. Okay? And then when such a situation happened, the Hanumanji thought, what should we do now? If all these vanaras die, right, Sugriva will die because he could not fulfill the promise of Lord Ram. If Sugriva dies, no, Lord Ram understands that he cannot get Sita back, and he also dies. If he dies, entire Ayodhya will die. Okay? So this is going to be a big disaster. What should I do? Then he takes shelter of Ram Kada. He starts reciting Ram Kada loudly. Right? All the Vanaras are hearing. But along with the Vanaras, Sampati also hears. When Sampati hears this Kada, then he understands. This is what my brother Jatayu told, that so and so, Hanumanji and others will come. At that time, you tell where Sita Devi is. Then he tells about Sita Devi, and then pastime goes ahead. Right? Whenever such a situation happened, the Ram Katha is recited and heard. Right? And the same situation happened when Hanumanji enters Sundarakanda, where he is then Ashoka Van, and he is sitting on the top of the, you know, tree. And then Sita Devi, Ravana is threatening her. She feels so much disappointed that Lord Ram is coming, there is no way ahead for her. She wants to commit suicide with her own hair. Then Hanumanji, he is in confusion now. If I go and come before Sita Devi, then she may not trust me. She may think me Ravan, and she may continue committing suicide. And if I just sit here, and then she will commit suicide. If she dies, right, I cannot go back and tell this news. This doesn't happen. Vanaras die, Sugriva will die, Ram dies, Lakshman dies, Bharat dies, enter Ayodhya will die. Right? Just if I don't act now properly, big disaster is going to come. What he does? He just recites Ramayana. When he's reciting Ramayana, Sita Devi becomes, suddenly she's up, and then she's monkey, and then she felt, no, instead of becoming fearful, she develops attraction to this little monkey and starts discussion. But that is how hearing, you know, the Kada, they shelter not just for no conditions, also what to speak of that, from Lord himself to the, you know, all various devotees of the Lord, this is a shelter. Right? So, probably let us go to next. This is another point about hearing. In the every book has Phalastuti. Right? Every pastime has Bhagavata, maybe pastime Puranas. At the end, we all get Phalastuti. Right? Bhagavatam as a book also contains Phalastuti. That Phalastuti's verse is not at the end. All books contain Phalastuti at the end. But Bhagavatam contains Phalastuti at the starting. Right? So when the Sukadeva Swami is asked by Parikshit Maharaj the questions, Parikshit Maharaj in so much emergency mode, he asked the question. Seeing that emergency mode, Sukadeva Goswami, without starting prayers, that prayers by Sukadeva Goswami is in second canto, fourth chapter. But he already starts Bhagavat Kada in first chapter. Third verse, second verse onwards. Right? Actually, he forgot the prayers. Why he forgot prayers? Because here he is so much eager that he wanted to speak. Right? What all he wanted to speak for Parikshit Maharaj for these questions, he already spoke by second canto, second chapter. Right? And at the end, he speaks Phalastuti. And then he says, please elaborate more, and then rest is Bhagavatam, which is elaborated. So the Phalastuti is technically is at the second canto, second chapter, last verse, 2.2.37. That is, Pipantiye Bhagavata Atmana Satam Katham Rutam Shavana Putesha Samrutam Purantite Vishaya Vidyutya Tashayam Prajantitas Charanasaroru Hantikam those who drink to all our reception, fully filled with the nectarian message of Lord Krishna, the beloved Lord of the devotees, purify the polluted aim of life known as material enjoyment, and thus go back to Godhead, to the lotus feet of Him. Right? Shravana Putesha Samhrutam. When this enters Pibanti, this is drank through the ears. Right? That's what happens when someone is bhava prema level. Right? They see Krishna. They see Krishna with all their senses. Eyes see Krishna, ears see Krishna, skin see Krishna, and suddenly then the Krishna smell comes. Then eyes smell Krishna, ears smell Krishna, nose smell Krishna. All the senses do function of all senses. Right? That's what happens when Krishna is seen. Right? Like we say, Sakalendriya Vrittimanti, like Krishna does, with any sense he will do anything. The same thing happens. Same here. Pibanti with Shravana. What will happen? Vishaya Vidushita Ashayam. Clean. All the Vishayas are clean. And Vrajantyata Charana Saruruhantikam. One goes to back to Godhead. This is a philosophy of Srimad Bhagavatam. Of course, the same philosophy is given in first canto, first chapter, second verse. Krishna is immediately captured in the heart. So that's how we come to the next section of this verse. Hrudyantastaha. Right? So when I read this, the question comes like, why Lord has to enter heart? He's already there in the heart. Right? So then Prabhupada, then I saw, like going through purport, and when I said the Lord is reciprocally respondent to his devotees. Right? This is a famous statement which Chaitanya Charanpo makes while he's giving Yedamam Prapadyante. That's the thing. Samoham Sarvabhuteshu was. Lord is reciprocally respondent. Yedamam Prapadyante. But immediately felt, in the context of the verse, suddenly thought came, but Lord is not already there in the heart. Right? We have not done anything for the Lord to come into heart. Right? Now we heard, then Lord came, that's how the verse starts. But if you go to flashback, Lord is already there in the heart. So that's why immediately Prabhupada says that Lord acts within the devotee in such a way that devotee may easily come back to him. Lord is more anxious to take us back to Godhead. Lord has become eager, most of us don't desire to go back to Godhead, but Lord is more eager. Right? This more eagerness is Bhagavan aspect. So, then Lord staying in the heart as a Paramatma, of course, because we are not eager to associate with Him. So, He already made arrangements for us so that we will come to Him. But He starts reciprocating us only when we wanted to do that. That's why Hrudyantastha is there. He already there in the heart. Right? That is already His anxiousness that is. And the same concept is there in prayers by Gajendra. I'll just read that. Yeah, this is 8th canto, 3rd chapter, 17th verse. Lord Prabhupada says in the purport, only Krishna can deliver us from the material existence. Indeed, He is always trying to deliver us. Ishvara Sarva Bhutanam Hriddesha Arjuna Tishtati. He is within our hearts and is not at all inattentive. He is not attentive. His only aim is to deliver us from material life. It is not that He become attentive to us only when we offer prayers to Him. Okay. Even before we offer prayers, He incessantly tries to deliver us. He is never lazy in the regard to our deliverance. Therefore, the verse says, Bhuri Karunaya Namo Alayaya. Alayaya means sleep. Alayaya means He doesn't sleep. Right? He is always alert. It is a causeless mercy of the Supreme Lord that He always tries to bring us back to home, back to Godhead. God is liberated. He tries to make us liberated. But although He is constantly trying, we refuse to accept His instructions. But He doesn't become angry nonetheless. Therefore, He is described as Bhuri Karunaya. Unlimitedly merciful in delivering us from the miserable material condition life. Right? Time is over. Just 2-3 minutes I'll wind up. Right? If you see, even Srila Prabhupada also, he heard from Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Thakur in his Vrindavana visit, Now, he says when he's visiting Seshasayi temple, all the devotees went, but Srila Prabhupada stayed back. Srila Prabhupada says, "No, I have not understood much what Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur spoke, but the way he is speaking, I am convinced that this person will take me back to Godhead. This person is showing me, you know, windows to the spiritual world." And Prabhupada, even though he came in touch with Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur before that, right, the first visit was there in Ultadanga Junction, but he said, "I am convinced now," at this point when he heard Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur. And similarly, we also see how His Holiness Radhanath Swami Maharaj, he met Srila Prabhupada in Mumbai, but in his journey home says, when I heard lectures of, I think, Vrindavan lectures of NOD, I think, happens, and also same series lectures also happen, 1.2 point, 16 to 22 series also happens parallelly to Vrindavan in 1972. His Holiness Radhanath Swami said, when I heard these lectures, then I am convinced, now I have to surrender my life to Srila Prabhupada. Right, this how even our acharyas also, right, just by hearing, they surrender their lives. Because what is because Sukadev Goswami, he also same, he heard Bhagavatam and surrendered. And I end with this Suhruda, right? In this verse comes Vidunoti Suhrud Satam. Lord is called the word Suhrut. Right? Actually the same concept which Srila Prabhupada told in this verse 8.3.17, Lord is called Bhuri Karunaya. We neglect, but Lord still wants to deliver us. Right? That is actually captured, entirely that captured word was Suhrut. Right? Suhrut is called a friend. Suhrut is another meaning, other word for friend is Mitra. Right? Mitra means Mitatrayate, one who delivers us from the narrow-mindedness. Right? When you are going for a particular direction, friend says, Galti kar rahe. You can think from other direction also. That's how friend shows us another path, mitatrayate. But that mitra is, someone who is at equal level, same age, right, same qualification. We make friendship with them. That's called mitra. But Suhrut is a one. He need not be of the same age. He can be a junior. He can be senior. But quality of Suhrut is sauhardra means he want to benefit us. That's an essential quality of a Suhrut. Right, it doesn't matter what age. Right? If you see in the pastime of Hiranyakashipu, Prahlad is 5 years old. Hiranyakashipu probably millions of years old. Right? But Prahlad, even Hiranyakashipu is not ready to listen to Prabhupada, making torturing so much. Still, Prahlad Maharaj is continuously giving teachings, highest teachings. Right? Even to the extent, after Hiranyakashipu dead, Lord Narasimha asked him benediction. He says, "Please deliver my father." This is called Suhrut. Right? Whatever the other person neglects you, beats you, troubles you, doesn't care for you, still your only goal relationship is with him is how to benefit him. This is called a Suhrut. That's what's Lord's quality also. Right? He comes the heart of the jivas. Whatever body jiva takes, Lord personally comes. Jiva neglects Lord. Jiva doesn't listen to the Lord. Jiva criticizes Lord. Jiva makes philosophies against the Lord. Jiva wants to kill the Lord. Lord continuously comes to him. Not only that, from his side he is regularly coming in various forms, right, to attract Jivas, doing various dramas in the past times to attract Jiva, sending various acharyas, right, giving various scriptures. Repeatedly he comes. Just for this moment, he is want to hear Krishna. The hearing actually means the other person is not envious. Right? We don't hear someone's glories if we are envious. Right? The hearing about someone's glory means you are not envious. Once the jiva little gives a hope that no, I am not envious, I want to hear to you. Then Lord enters as a Bhagavan and starts cleaning and clearing the path for the jiva to come to back to Godhead. This is a Suhrut. So I'll stop here. Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai.